Bear Podcast 365. This is a Chaser Show. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and joining us today are my friends here from Chicago and from Vermont.
First, Devin.
Hey.
And Eric from Chicago. They're both from Chicago. And Chaser Show.
What's his name?
Jeff, of course. I almost forgot his name.
Mr. Panda Bear.
Mr. Panda Bear. He's a writer in Bear Slap Magazine. You can check him out. It's the Chaser column. You guys want to check it out. And Devin's been on the show before. Look forward to being here. So you can hear me.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Ooh, sticky action. Okay.
What? I can sign up for this. Well, let's make this a threesome.
Ooh,
that's good. Oh, I'm getting in trouble now, aren't I?
So, Devin, you guys drove in. You two drove in here. So how's the drive?
Not too bad. I mean, Thomas, Jay did most of the driving. I only did a little bit of it, but... the weather was okay. It was kind of bright and hazy, so it was like really...
Was it hard to drive with these two bears in the back? No?
Two bears in the back. You have to kind of like spread them around the car a little
bit. You have to stagger them so they're kind of kitty corner so that you can push one seat forward, one seat back kind of thing.
Okay. You have to have the proper, you know, bear to chaser ratio.
Typically, if you have the bears in the front seat, usually that's the bigger area, so it kind of helps to put both the bears in the front. But since, like, I was driving part of the time, and then Jay was driving part of the time, so it was like, you have to make concessions. You're like,
okay.
All chasers know this. You have to, like, know you're sitting in the back seat in the middle, like, most of the time. It's just how it goes.
That's nice.
Did you put the seat in the middle down? The little armrest? You sit on the armrest?
No.
No. You were at the back. I mean,
well, I started on the front. I got to go to the back. Yes.
Okay. You like it at the back, right?
All depends on how you want to look at it. Yeah.
So, guys, the new guy here is Eric here. So you're from Chicago.
Yep.
Okay. Born and raised Chicago.
Yeah. Born on the South Side. Grew up in the burbs. Live on the North Side, down the city. It's a wonderful place.
Okay. So. Wow, all your life. Just Chicago. You didn't go anywhere? Indianapolis or what?
I literally lived outside of Illinois in Chicago for like 2 months for a summer in Minneapolis. That's it.
Oh, you went to Minneapolis. Okay.
Yeah, that was 2 months, so.
Oh, that's nothing. This is a vacation.
It was a long vacation pretty much. So if you want to consider living outside of the Chicagoland region, then yes. But otherwise, that's my experience. So.
Okay.
It's my first time here in Erie, Pennsylvania.
It's my first time, too. Actually, we passed by about 2 years ago. No, wait. 2009, we just drove through Erie, Pennsylvania. It's really, really quaint. What do you think of the area here? It's kind of quiet. It's like a very
It's
suburban.
A lot more suburban than I expected, actually.
It's more
really?
Suburban. Yes,
I
think so.
It's about as what I was expecting in terms of...
I expected there to be some sort of, like, little city-ish feel somewhere. I mean, it's one of the only like three cities in, you know, Pennsylvania that I think of when I think of the state, you know. So I figured it'd be a little something more, but
I guess our perspective is skewed though. I mean, like, when we went to the Zone last night.
The Zone.
Oh my god.
We went to the Zone.
Yes, the Zone and the
Zone.
That was so funny though, because we go up there and I order like all these drinks and I thought it was gonna be like,
oh, that's right, okay,
Chicago prices. I would expect it to be like $20 or whatever, and they're like $8.50. I'm like, all right, like,
one more round.
Did you forget a couple
Dude, it
drinks?
Was seriously, it was like, it's, you know, it's for ridiculous. Us, it's the price of one drink for a round of, for everybody. It was awesome.
It was ridiculous.
It's pretty much the same in Houston. I mean, the price range that we had, that's pretty much the same.
So, it's here?
Yeah, it's here, yeah.
Really?
It's eight, yeah. Really? What we bought last night, it's $8.50 for all
I'd
those drinks.
I'd be a rich man and a drunk man in Houston.
That's right.
Well, it's funny though, because like anyone who comes from like New York or LA when they visit Chicago, they say everything here is so cheap. But anyone who comes from like a smaller city visiting Chicago, like, everything here is so expensive.
Oh, really?
So it all just depends on your relative.
Yeah.
What's normal,
I guess. Well, Erie, Pennsylvania is... I've been planning to come here for the longest time. We've had Gary Schneider. He's the organizer of Drenched Fur. Oh, yeah, by the way, we are here live at Drenched Fur, by the way. Drenched Fur 7. Yes, Drenched Fur 7. It's our first time here. And I'm glad that Gary Schneider is doing a great job in you know, handling this. I don't know, they're about 200. I'm not too sure the number.
I think it's about 250 or so.
250?
I think that's what the registration is about.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot for a bear run. Well, for a small run, that's pretty big. That's pretty fairly.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I flew in last night, and Jeff here, Thursday night, he picked me up. Okay, we ate out. What's up with Chipotle? It's your favorite place. I mean, six tacos? Really?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
How can you keep that the figure and have six... oh, look at that. Ooh, white beater. For you rice queens out there, that's for you. Okay.
For you rice queens, this is all for you right here.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, you can handle that, I guess. Even... Eight tacos? Eight Taco Bell tacos?
Eight Taco Bell tacos, three Big Macs if I'm really hungry.
Oh, okay.
Six. He eats more than a bear.
That's right.
Seriously,
yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, for a small frame that you have, smaller than me, actually.
Yeah, but don't usually Asians always win the eating contests everywhere? Like,
it's only hot dogs.
Only hot dogs. Was it Kobayashi?
He's actually banned now. You know that?
Oh, really? Why?
Because he wins everything, so they don't allow him to compete in certain like circles of those competitions, and it's kind of crazy.
I think he lost last year, though, the Nathan's.
Yeah, he did. He did lose.
He lost to someone else. Or 2 years ago, he lost, and then last year, he didn't compete.
Did he retire? I guess he retired already, right?
Wow.
Yeah. You should try that. The hot dog. Yeah.
Well, I want to do buffalo wing eating contest. They have it coming up this year.
Where is it?
Buffalo. Here.
Oh, no, in Buffalo.
Buffalo.
How about Chicago hot dogs?
Oh, I don't know.
Can you handle
it? I really like that, but there's a lot of stuff on it, though.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think you can really, like, tear into them like you do, like, those contests, because those are pretty, you know.
Everything would fall
off. It's just bun and meat, so.
Bun and meat, yeah. I thought you put lots of stuff. Wait, what is it? Pickles and tomatoes? Yeah.
Chicago-style hot dog is usually a beef hot dog with a
poppy seed bun.
Poppy seed bun. It's got to have celery salt, onions, relish, a pickle, hot peppers, and mustard. Never, ever ketchup.
And tomato.
Oh, and tomato. And tomato, yes. And that's the traditional deal.
Okay.
Which I introduced to Jeff a few years ago, and he had to fight me about. And
yeah, I didn't really want to eat it. I wanted just a plain hot dog, but he made me do it, and I'm so glad he made me.
You know, it's the local food when you travel. That's, the, you know.
That was a lot of crap on there. I like a
you know,
burger,
it's I funny, though. I had a friend who, his boyfriend, like, moved in from Texas, and he never had a Chicago-style hot dog. And I was asking him about food, like, you know, if he had, like, the local food or whatever, because he just moved. He's like, and I asked him, you know, have you had the pizza, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I didn't really like the pizza that much, but he's like, I had a hot dog here. Like, y'all have that hot dog with a little salad on top. It's so good.
It's practically a hot dog and a salad.
Like,
yeah.
Well, okay. Whatever.
You know, throw a little lettuce shreds on there. It is a salad. Yes.
Yes.
I guess.
It's pretty much.
I just never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Out of perspective, right?
Yeah. And I remember back then, you had that before. You had a Chicago-style hot dog. And then we went to Bear Pride.
Yes.
And we had to get a hot dog. We have to get a hot dog. I mean, that's what you said the whole weekend. Yeah, we had to look for...
Did you actually get one?
Yes, I did. I did try it.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. I liked it, yeah.
Hot peppers and all?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, I had to get that. I got flashbacks from, you know, with you when we went. And
anyway, so, well, it's good that you guys are here, because I have a game for you guys.
Uh-oh.
I have a game for you guys. Okay. Okay, we're going to play a little game of... what do you call this? What is it? Oh, yeah. Would you rather questions. Would you rather? Okay. So he's... Oh, Devin here will be holding our questions. And what you do, you give a number, and you'll read off the number.
Oh, okay.
From 1 to 10.
Okay.
Pick one. Ready, set, go.
Oh, me?
Yeah, pick a number.
Three.
Oh my god, number three. Three?
Reading these out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, all right.
He's louder.
Okay, question three. Would you rather eat 5 rotten cheese slices or lick a dirty toilet?
Oh my god, I don't like
it. Wait. 5 what?
5 rotten cheese slices or lick a dirty toilet. Wow.
Define rotten.
Spoiled, probably a week old. Moldy.
Yeah, but doesn't that make the cheese better?
It depends on what kind of cheese. You can't do that with cheddar. I don't think so.
I think I would go with the cheese.
You would rather eat cheese
than toilet. You don't know what's on that. It could be feces and pee and...
You have your standards.
Okay. I'm not into pee and poop and...
So. All right, okay.
I have some friends that might take that choice just on a good day, so...
Oh, my God. Are you talking about Jay over there?
No, it's... No.
Supposedly, there are fewer germs on toilet seat than there are on your telephone, normally.
You know
how, like, they always sell, like,
be that as it may.
Supposedly, there's more bacteria on, like, a telephone handset than there is on a toilet seat.
They did that on MythBusters.
Oh, did it
really
prove
dirty?
That's true, or?
Ooh.
Yeah, there wasn't very much actually on the toilet seat where your butt sits.
Oh.
Wait, is the toilet seat the real? Yeah, yeah.
I guess any part of the toilet, I guess.
Oh, well, if I'll lick the any lid. Part of the toilet.
If I can avoid cheese at any cost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You can't have cheese.
There's
right.
Like the one bear in the world that hates cheese.
Okay. I'll lick the lid. That's fine. I can deal with that. I'll just
what about, like, the toilet
bleach it
it's
afterwards.
It's not the mold part that bothers you. It's the cheese.
It's the cheese part. You're not a mold.
Not, I'm not down.
No. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next question. You pick a number from 1 to 10.
Right,
yeah, 3.
About,
avoid 3.
I like 6.
6.
Number 6. Would you rather chew a piece of toenail off a really dirty man's foot or thoroughly lick the armpit of a man who hasn't bathed since in a week?
Armpit, by far. Feet.
Armpit.
Feet are, like, second to cheese in the gross level.
Oh, really?
So, like, that's, like, the...
Corn chip like a, toenails.
Oh, no.
I was gonna buy a pair of those, like, Vibram 5 toes just to freak you out.
Feet me out.
You know those shoes that they have, like, individual toes?
Oh, that's gross. It's weird.
They creep the hell out.
Have you seen the stilettos? They have pumps and that, you know, just the toes, but then it's got
and
heels.
And high heels.
And high heels. And that's creepy.
How'd that work?
I know. I should post that. But yeah, I'll show you that.
Yeah, I'd be interested in seeing a picture of that.
That'd be really weird. That's, like,
iPhone.
Extra weird.
You should search this.
Yeah. Oh, later. Don't do it.
Come on, I don't think the listeners want to see toes and heels.
It is weird. I mean, they put pictures of different shoes, tennis shoes, and then stilettos. It was weird.
That's very bizarre.
Yeah. You would, like, injure yourself walking with
I know.
Them. There's no form to the...
That's right. I've seen only one or two people running around with it, but it's just weird.
But, you know, it's actually good for runners. If you're a runner, like, athletically, or marathons, apparently you get a lot better grip, and it's a lot better for your
form. It's good
for
people that like to run barefoot, but it protects your feet.
Oh, okay.
It'd be terrible for me because I have flat feet, so you have, like, no support at all. It's like running in... It's the closest you can get to running barefoot with your feet protected.
Michael almost bought a pair, too.
That'd be nice
really?
Of him.
Yeah.
That's
he
right.
likes it. He wants one because his feet hurt.
It feels like you're going to be like
your
prehensile
feet.
You can grab
though.
Something with your feet.
And if your feet hurt, they're probably bad because there's no support.
Is it no
really?
Support?
I thought it was supposed to add support.
No, it's close to wearing nothing, like walking barefoot.
But he also said that it's good for you because there is no support, too, because sometimes the support in your shoe causes you problems.
Maybe
you're
when you wear that,
support.
Wear flip-flops.
Those are really bad for your feet.
Yeah, you can do the prong, you can put your finger, your toes in there.
Well, yes, you can actually wear them with because... Yeah.
If your feet hurt, get some. Go to a foot doctor. Get some orthotics. That's what I did.
You know what the funny thing about those shoes is? Here, this is a great story because the first time I ever saw these things was 2 years ago at IML, and
of course this will be good.
So,
this will be good. It's
so
IML,
first time going to IML, right? Going to the leather market. We're walking around, all kinds of depravity, like, you know, in there. But there was some dude walking around, some fat girl, basically. Was pulling on his leash, right? So he had a little leash on, a collar. He had a leather harness on. He had a jock strap. And then he had, like, those, like, really shiny blue gay shirts. It's like, you know, like the really Twinkie shirts, you
yeah,
know?
Okay.
Wearing a little puppy butt plug, you know, a little tail wagging around.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No pants and those shoes. And the part that freaked me out was those damn shoes with the toes.
Oh, really?
Like, all the other things.
Horrifying.
The puppy
dog
with the jock strap and everything else, and, you know, walking around wasn't
like,
as shocking at IML.
And then you see the shoes, and you're like...
Yes, I think I squealed like, a little bit.
That's,
so.
That's hilarious.
That was my first experience with those little creeping things. So.
Oh, that's
so that might have something to do with my, like, fear of them, because it was in a really weird
did
setting.
Did that cause your fear of feet?
No, it's a lifelong thing.
Oh, okay.
No foot fetish. None.
No feet.
You're like the anti-foot fetish.
No shrimping for you, no.
I'm not even sure what that is.
Oh, you don't know? That's when you, you know...
It's like toe sucking.
Toe sucking, really.
That's shrimping?
That's called shrimping, yeah.
book.
Oh, you've done it before, right?
No. I've been wanting
to. You've been wanting to?
No. I've been wanting to do shrimping.
Really? Oh, like, really?
Oh, and I didn't even kiss afterwards. It's like.
Exactly, yes.
I wouldn't even kiss my own feet. It's like.
Even if you wash it, no? No?
I don't know.
Okay.
If it was like, I don't know, no, I don't even know. It'd have to be like fresh pedicure, like, it'd be like out of the shower, like your feet didn't touch the floor yet. I'd have to be drunk, you know.
Oh, just wiping it. Yeah,
no, Purell. Like the cleaning stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
No lotion. I want it like just.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Purell tastes bad.
You must have tried it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want to know why?
No.
No, I don't think so.
The toilet seat, you know.
Well, anyway, okay, let's move on.
Anyway.
Let's move on. Way next, okay. Number four.
Okay. This one's a lot less gross. Would you rather have superpowers or have Christmas never end?
I would rather have superpowers.
What powers?
Well, that's kind of selfish, because what about the rest of us? Then we're just mortals.
Wait,
and
if his powers are that good, maybe he bestowed upon us.
That's right.
Or maybe what if one of your powers was to make a never-ending Christmas?
And then I'll make my own Christmas. It would be a Nardmus or something. I don't know. Just
Nardmus?
It's just something. I'll think of something.
So,
I'll read.
What is this going to involve as far as, like, a lot of oranges, maybe? That's Chinese, so.
Grapes or something. Yeah, something like that. Or anything that is round. Did you do that in Chinese? Yeah, Chinese New Year. No, Chinese New Year. Yeah.
The Chinese have the whole
that's
orange
right.
thing.
It's like a huge New Year.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know. But since I'm Filipino, what do I have? Usually in New Year, we do adapt some of the Chinese
customs.
Like, you know, fruits. We need to have 12 fruits on the table, stuff like that. So, I don't know. But anyway, superpowers. I would like to read minds if I could do that.
Really?
I think
that'd be distracting.
Is it really? Like,
it's kind of like True Blood. You know, Suki Stackhouse, like, she hates her life because she can always hear people's thoughts and she hears the bad things that think about her all the time.
I think that would reduce your view of humanity.
Oh, that's true.
Because you would hear
and I will have
bad thoughts that people keep to themselves.
No more surprise parties.
Greg Grunberg.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Would I rather have that because of Greg Grunberg, I guess? I miss that guy. He's been out of the loop already. Anyway. So, okay, next.
Okay.
Pick a number. I'll read it for you.
I don't remember all the ones. I'll pick 10 since that was...
10?
Not someone.
Oh my god, this is the grossest.
Oh, what? How come you get superpowers?
I got a superpower question. Okay, would you rather smell like a fart all the time for the rest of your life?
What?
Or drink a diarrhea milkshake.
Oh, come on!
Oh, my lord. Okay, that's the worst.
I should have picked number one, not number 10.
Okay.
Oh
my god.
All right, so what is it? Diarrhea shake? Or smell like a fart for the rest of your life?
I don't even think the second one is possible. Like, there's no way you could drink that.
Two girls, one cup. Yeah, two girls, one cup.
I think that was
that's right.
What about a feeding tube? It bypasses your mouth.
Oh, God.
No, but
you overthink this, Jeff. Come on. Milkshake and a very long straw.
Oh, my God. I don't like
this
game.
He's an engineering brain there.
But, I mean, it would, like, make you violently ill.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, but, you know, your smell would make everybody violently ill around you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
The shake could be irradiated, so then it's germ-free.
All right, would you rather have one? Number one. Or do you want to go with this?
Google. Oh, can I change my question?
Okay, just for now, sure.
Okay, I'll change my I'll take my
okay, let's give him this. Okay, number one.
You can still answer, though.
He got, like, the good one. Like, do you want, like, hugs or puppies? Oh, puppies.
I wrote the questions.
I got a diarrhea milkshake.
Okay, number one. Would you rather lick someone else's vomit? Or let someone pee in your mouth and swallow it?
Oh, you get the good ones.
You get the good ones. All right.
Do you have to eat the vomit or just lick it?
Oh, lick it. Just lick it. Someone, lick up someone. Lick up. Yeah. Or just lick it. Fine. Lick someone else's vomit. I guess you can throw up it. And let someone pee in your mouth and swallow it. Would you rather lick or swallow?
Oh my god!
Germaphobe!
That's right, germaphobe.
See, I'm kind of a germaphobe, so I'm thinking the vomit is probably grosser. You're technically sterile unless you have a UTI.
Oh my god!
Well, the urine isn't bad if you get a diabetic beer because a lot of the sugar goes right through. So it tastes
oh my like, god, so the toy reminds me of, I was listening to the Savage Love podcast, and this one person was like, oh, like, I want to thank you. Like, I listened to your, or read your article or whatever. And, like, I guess he was, like, or the wife was, like, into water sports or whatever.
Oh, no.
And I guess she drank.
Oh, okay.
Her husband's urine or whatever. And she's like, this tastes really sweet. I think that means you're a diabetic. Because I, like, heard it on the podcast or whatever. So he got checked out, and it turns out he was a diabetic, but didn't know it until his wife diagnosed him by drinking his urine.
Oh, my Lord.
So we should have, you should check if Jay is diabetic.
And you know what? Actually, you can make some money. We'll videotape it and everything.
Oh my
That's
god!
That's right. We'll put it in the feed right here.
What? I guess I'll take option two then.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to drink pee.
Am I going to choose the person who I'm drinking from?
I guess if it's if it's your hubby, I guess.
Oh, or him too.
Or him
too.
Or and or.
And well, I guess I'll take number two, I guess. Because I don't want to, like, vomit. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's nasty also.
What about if it was your own vomit?
Even still.
Well, yeah, well.
That came from your own mouth.
That's, that's not nearly as nasty as, like, as, like, somebody else's.
That's right.
Like, the idea of, like, I'm just envisioning, like, vomit on the floor. Like, Kesha's vomit. Actually, if you lick Kesha's vomit, you'll get lots of glitter, too.
Oh! Good idea.
That way you can, like, just wear a little bit of it, too, you know, for, you know, not for the club.
I'll keep that in mind. All right. Okay. So I'll just stalk Kesha, and then we'll do that. Yeah. Give him a...
Am I missing a reference in that?
Kesha, glitter on the floor. Kesha, everything's glitter with her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure she pukes glitter, too.
Oh, got it.
She probably pees glitter.
That's right.
She's probably beautiful.
You're a real Kesha fan, aren't you? You were dancing under that music.
Actually, you know what? It's one of those. I actually, like, had to put up a post one day about, like, I was kind of ashamed that I liked Kesha.
Really? Why?
Because it's horrible music. She's kind of talentless. I mean, if your talent is being auto-tuned.
Oh, okay, fine. All right.
I mean, why aren't I famous then? You know, like, you can auto-tune me and I'll get.
They can auto-tune the news.
I'll get wasted and run around and, you know, drink Jack for the morning, whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really catchy and horrible, but I like it, and it's sort of a problem.
Okay,
I think you got a lot of support from that post too. A lot of people stepping forward. And
yes,
saying, I'm with you.
In fact, I do believe Mr. Bondi was quite excited that I. Yes, Jay Bondi, Chicago, Illinois, likes Kesha.
Oh my God, he outed you.
So any people out there, if you know him, now it's official.
That's right. Everybody knows now.
I like how Eric's just using the podcast for his own.
That's right.
His own.
My own agenda.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Here are all the people that I hate and why.
I don't have time for that.
It's all on record, though. That's right. Well, right very soon we're here on a Friday, and Friday here at Drenched Fur, and we're gonna go to a concert very soon, I guess. And you're gonna pick up your hubby very soon.
Soon.
Very soon.
Does he know this yet?
Yeah.
Does he know that you're here?
No.
Okay. So I'll be alone in my room tonight.
By the time this airs, it will already be over.
That's right.
No, this isn't live radio.
That's right.
If any of you are out there, you've got time travel abilities.
Room number.
End of the hall, doors unlocked.
So anyway, okay, before we go, just how about the quick update for you guys? You guys, you and Mike, any trips this year?
No? I think we're going to hit up Bear Week again this year.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really good
I have to event. Go there.
Where is it?
B-Town. It's
like, oh, okay.
It's like Gay Mecca East.
When is that?
It is in, I think it's the second week of July or June. I don't remember. I think July.
Okay.
July sounds more accurate.
Okay.
But it's a week long. It's like a 10-day, like, from, like, Friday to, like, all the way into Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Over a week.
Yeah. That's kind of an easy jaunt for you, though.
No. It's because I live in Jamestown, it's going to be, like...
Oh, you drive it, right?
It's, like, 11 hours, I think.
What?
Is that far for you, really?
Well, 9 to 11. Well, we have to stop for gas, we have
that's
to
like
eat.
It's like 14 for us, so it's really not...
I like to stop at my parents' place, so...
Oh, okay. Bring them along.
Yeah. They back to the bed. That's scary.
Yeah.
For a beer week?
Take them to the dick dock.
Oh, I was like, oh, Lord.
They might like the dick dock. Your
I've
mom.
Been there.
Yeah, no. That's right.
Yeah.
So how about you, Eric? Any travels this year?
Well, I just got back from Texas visiting Aaron, my little boo.
Aww. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Okay.
See, we have clothes on. We're all good.
You have clothes on. We didn't podcast in bed. All right.
Nothing to chaff.
Yes.
It was his idea, okay?
It's his fault.
Yeah.
But no, I just got back from Texas, and I don't know where I'll be going anytime soon, really. Beer Pride's coming up soon. That'll be exciting, though.
It's easier
for
you guys.
It's in town for you.
Yeah, aside from that, I'm not really sure. I'm sure we'll go to take a little Michigan trip in the end of summertime.
Okay.
That's fun. And probably go back down to Texas at least once, if not twice this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice.
So maybe we can party in Texas. I know it's not really that close to Houston, but...
Yeah, about 3 hours.
It's not that far either.
If you're there, let me know. So probably, you know, a couple of
months
might
go. It's like, yeah. It's not too far away, so... You know, but that's probably only really excitement for that's planned anyway, and it's all sort of tentative there.
Okay. That's good. Well, Texas, well, I'll hit you up, and if you're going there, let me know.
Will do.
Okay. So, Devin, how about you? Are you going to go to a cruise again this year?
Probably. Probably going to the Chumley Cruise again, because we've gone for like 3 years, and it's always like ridiculously good fun.
I bet.
You guys should think about going sometime.
I know. Well, this year, Mike and I are going to Alaska. We're going
Oh, really?
Yeah, Alaskan cruise. Alaskan cruise.
Okay.
So,
have you been on a 10-day?
Never. It's going to be my first time.
Oh, okay.
It's a week.
Yeah. Oh, that's if you're going to go on a non-bear cruise, it would probably be best to do that first, because after you go on a bear cruise, you'll be totally spoiled.
Ah, okay.
Because the social experience is like... It's sort of like staying at a hotel during a bear run, as opposed to staying at a hotel... Normally, yeah. Right? It's a completely different thing, right? You're just surrounded by bears and interacting with them, whatever. It's a very different thing than just, like, being, not only, like, the whole bear thing being separate, but, like, being a gay couple and being in, like, a, you know, a mainly straight cruise or whatever.
Yeah.
Things are a little, you know, very different socially. Like, you're not in a kind of, like, built-in social group, and things are a lot less friendly and interactive. So.
Okay.
So
you've been to Chumley so many times.
Three times?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've been on other cruises, like, plenty of cruises before that, too.
Okay. What time of the year?
If you're going to do Alaska...
No, we're doing it in July.
Okay, yeah, you got to do summer.
How about you? Your trip?
We've done a lot of times, like, fall and stuff like that.
Wasn't the Chumley Cruise in November?
Yeah. Chumley Cruise in November. So it's, like, when it's in the Caribbean, it's not as hot.
Okay.
At that time. But we've been on cruises in the Mediterranean and stuff like that, too, which was awesome.
I bet.
But it's really expensive to do now, though, because the airfare is just, like, ridiculous.
Okay.
But, yeah, after you go on that cruise, if you like cruising, which you probably will,
uh-huh.
You should totally think
if
about
he likes cruising.
Me like cruising. Okay.
But you should totally think about going on the Chumley Cruise. I always have, like that was the, I always tell people that was the first vacation that I ever took that I was actually, like, in a depression for, like, a week when I came home. Because it was,
I read that about. You said you were depressed.
Like, people say they get, like, post-bear run blues and all that. And, like, a lot of times, too, I always thought that's more, like, we're from a small town. Like, especially if you don't have, like, a lot of gay life, a lot of bear interaction, whatever. And you go to a bear run, it's like... Right? Kid in a candy store. Like, overwhelming, right? And then you go back to your normal small town or whatever, and it's, like, such a huge shift, right? For me, like, you know, I live in a big city and have a lot of friends and bear stuff that's going on all the time, so it's not that much of a shift. But when I went on this vacation and then came back, it was just like, wow, that was, like, just, like, fun, every day, interacting with, like, great people, a lot of fun, and so that's what I really, like, totally hooked on.
All right. Are you going to go on a cruise?
I'm hoping to. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it this year because there might be other, like, things happening around the same time, so it kind of depends on finances and just life in general. Okay. But I definitely want to go. I've been on one cruise once, and that was fun.
I have to experience. You, Jeff, you going to go on any cruises in the future?
I would like to, but if I do, it probably would.
Yeah,
it
would be a bear one. Okay. I'd like to do that too one time. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for watching. Any online profiles you guys want to pimp out? Big Muscle Bear.
Mr. Panda Bear on Big Muscle Bear.
There you go.
Because he's got big muscles.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. How about you, Eric?
411 is Tigger Bear. Pretty easy to find me that way.
Okay. And X-Tube?
No.
Oh, you don't have one.
I like
okay.
how you tried to like slip it in. Like,
no. Oh, just slip it in. Oh, okay.
I have an account so I can watch things.
Oh, okay, okay.
There's nothing posted for fun.
All right. Okay. That's good.
Sorry,
that's
good. Darn.
I didn't have mixed.
Sorry, all you little Tumblr stalkers. Oh.
Okay.
That's my claim to fame. I've taken half of Eric's like Tumblr fodder pictures.
That's right. Devin, how about you?
Well, I just started a Tumblr account just so I could actually comment on the photos that people are stealing of mine.
Stop stealing his pictures!
I don't mind. Okay. Actually, I don't mind the people reposting my stuff because that's kind of the whole purpose of it.
Okay.
But I just wish people would, like, attribute.
Yeah.
Here's where I got the picture from. Like, link to the original stuff, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But I don't mind people posting my stuff. I just wish they
Put watermarks, you know?
I thought about that, but I find them really distracting, usually.
Oh, really?
So I don't like, especially if it's kind of like a more artsy photo. I think it's very distracting to see, like, at the bottom of the picture, a bunch of tags.
How about a doodle? It's really small.
What about the micro ones, like on the like droplet of a pre-cum or something?
It has to be pre.
But the other thing too is a lot of times people resize photos, like when they're on Tumblr, they're usually like. The funny thing is, I see pictures on Flickr that are like, "This is my picture from Flickr that someone posted to Tumblr, and then someone obviously took it from Tumblr and put it back on Flickr because it's like that smaller size that everyone uses."
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is it?
But on Flickr, I'm Devorama.
Devorama.
Devorama. And then on Tumblr, I have the same name, except the O is a zero because someone.
Oh, Devorama. Dev zero Rama. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Links on the website so people can check it out. All right, so thank you guys for being in the show. Thank you.
Thank you much. Thank you for not
Exposing you too much.
Too much, yes. It's appreciated.
Big shout out to the two J's there, J, B. They're both JB.
JBs.
The JBs. Hey, JB, yay. Okay, so thank you guys for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Bear Podcast. Go to bearpodcast.com. Comment there. Bye bye. What a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear. Bow chicken, bow, bow.
Yeah, that's
brown chicken, brown cow.